Oh, by the way, one more thing. Tonight, after all this ass kicking, The Rock is gonna go out in San Diego. I'm a little hungry. I'm gonna go get something to eat. When The Rock goes out to get something to eat tonight in San Diego, should The Rock sit in a booth? Or should The Rock sit at the bar? Yeah, The Rock loves a bar too. Or should The Rock sit at the head of the table?
Welcome into episode 364 of the Wrestling Brethren podcast. Happy New Year! It is 2024, and we are here to talk news, to talk Raw, to talk NXT. And with me tonight are Seth Zillman and Jared Aubrey. Fellas, how the hell are you?
Well, we're trying this new, faster format. I hope our listeners like it. I think it'll be a lot of fun. And yeah, I heard there was an interesting thing said on Raw. Somebody showed up. I'm trying to remember who it was. I'm bad at these jokes, so I guess we'll just get on with it.
Don't hinder the gender.
Yeah.
Fellas, you just heard the clip. I watched this live as it happened last night, and Josh, sorry if I'm jumping the gun, but this is where I am at the moment. I heard the pop. I didn't know The Rock was coming out. I got goosebumps. He said what he said at the end of that promo, and I literally fist pumped in the air and held my hands there for like 5 minutes. I'm so happy right now. This is so cool. I'm all giddy about it. I'm super jacked. Let's effing go.
Yes, we will get there. But thanks for the preview of getting there. But first, these messages. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. But first, we will talk a little news items. Since now, in this new format, it's going to be since the last time we recorded, but some of these things happened around the holidays and we weren't on, and then we were, and then we were doing predictions, not the news. So here we go. AEW World's End. The results are in, and we all predicted correctly. And Jarrett, I convinced him to switch Andrade over to Miro because Andrade, it was reported that World's End was his last show and he was wrapping up with AEW. So I said, Jarrett, do you really want to take a lame duck who's leaving? So he changed his pick before the show started to Miro. So we all went 9-0. There were no title changes. Oh, wait, there was the main event. What we all said would happen. Samoa Joe is your new world heavyweight champion of AEW. Well deserved. And yes, the devil was Adam Cole. The henchmen were the Kingdom, Roderick Strong, and in a minor surprise, Wardlow. There were also some recent reports of WWE contract extensions late in the month of December. Bayley, Cody Rhodes, Zelina Vega, to name a few that have been reported. Also from WWE, Kevin Dunn is gone from WWE as of January 1st. In some news that broke earlier today, Kota Ibushi was rushed to the hospital after the main event of Pro Wrestling Noah, where he wrestled, but reports say that he broke his ankle early in the match and wrestled on it the entire time of a 35-minute main event.
Ow, jeez.
Speedy recovery to Kota Ibushi, who is also signed to AEW, but now on the shelf. Charlotte Flair was injured on 12-8 episode of SmackDown, where she blew out her knee in a match against Asuka. She is reportedly undergoing surgery this week to repair a torn ACL, torn MCL, and torn meniscus. Reportedly out for 9 months. Raquel that's Rodriguez. All the things. Sorry,
Josh. That's all the things.
Yeah, pretty much. Knee shredded.
Yeah, and I'm sure she'll just win the title when she comes back.
Raquel Rodriguez revealed earlier today that she has been diagnosed with mast cell activation syndrome, which is an increased form of eczema, and that is why she hasn't been on TV in about a month. She is taking time off to understand her diagnosis, how she can proceed moving forward, and she wished the fans Happy New Year in a Instagram post, and that she hopes to be back as soon as she can. MJF is debating getting shoulder surgery to fix his torn labrum versus just doing shoulder rehab. If he opts for surgery, he would be off TV longer, and that might curb or ignite the free agent speculation.
Can I just say for a sec to talk about that match for one quick moment? So MJF sure. comes out in his shoulder brace and his tape and all that kind of stuff. Applauding both MJF and Joe for the way that match was booked, because normally when somebody shows up with an injury, like think of the Seth Rollins thing that's been going on. You know, Shinsuke worked his back and that was kind of it. You know, when Drew McIntyre faced him, it's like, oh, they had the match. Drew hit his back with a few moves, really kind of no longer being the thing anymore. But in this match, it's like Joe just went right after that shoulder, right from the get-go, and they booked that really well. So kudos to them for actually working the injury and into the match, and as part of the whole thing. It's really well done.
AEW booked something well? Wah, 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 wah.
For once.
Well, on January 1st, WWE held Raw Day 1, which is a genius way of continuing to use copyrights that you own, even though you're not running the Day 1 pay-per-view. It was branded Day 1 because it was January 1st, of course. In a surprising result, Nia Jax defeated Becky Lynch in their first one-on-one encounter in 5 years. Rhea Ripley defeated Ivy Nile in a WWE Women's World Title match, where this was more even than you might have thought. Whoa. And as Jarrett said, quite the banger of a match. That I do have to say, Rhea, match. I'm sorry.
That was a great match. Like Ivy is, I don't know much about Ivy. Haven't seen her very much, but like, geez, she's a tiny little Spitfire powerhouse. And she was like matching Rhea with power moves. I'm like, where did she come from? Holy hell. This is amazing. Really good match.
I will reiterate, Rhea, please get a new finisher, because if you cannot even hit it on someone as small as Ivy, you need a new finisher. Shayna Baszler and Zoe Stark defeated Natalya and Tegan Nox to become number one contenders for the women's tag team titles. Seth Rollins defeated Drew McIntyre in the main event in a WWE World Heavyweight title match. This was also booked well as they continued the story of Drew screwing over Drew. And he had a pin, but he pulled his legs too far for the hook and he pulled them right into the ropes. They had advertised a former WWE champion was going to appear at Day 1, and Triple H over the weekend said he would neither confirm nor deny the rumors, and he just advised everybody to tune in. Well, the former WWE champion turned out to be Jinder Mahal.
Yes. Oh, wait, no. Somebody had to say it.
Apparently, Wade Barrett was excited, and he said, "That's who I wanted all along." Sure, Wade. Because
well, they got 2/3 man band there. You know what I mean?
Because gender is on the tip of all of our tongues on a weekly basis.
How did you feel personally about that, Josh?
You know, I was pissed, and I was more pissed the fact that he was a world champion and he qualified to be the quote-unquote surprise or whatever. But I told you, he surprisingly, pre-Rock, his promo is pretty damn decent. That's probably the best promo he's cut in his entire career. He didn't
step it up.
He didn't, you know, he played the hits of a foreign heel, but he also like tried to weave in some differences and some current stuff, and I thought it was pretty good. You know,
I think the whole hate with Jinder as world champion, it wasn't necessarily Jinder's fault. It was the fact that he had like won one match out of like 30, and then he gets put in a world title match. You know, I think that's really what hurt it most, is just the ridiculousness of it.
Right. He was never built up ahead of time.
Yeah.
He won a contenders match on a fluke.
Woohoo!
All right, enough of him. He was interrupted by the great one, The Rock. Now he comes out and he cuts his normal promo, normal beatdown, that whole shtick. Pretty much identical of what he did to great Austin Theory on SmackDown back in September. However, he finished with an initially weird promo about getting something to eat, which we had at the top of our show here. But cleverly,
you can kind of tell how winded he was just after the quick SmackDown he laid on Jinder. But
yeah, a lot of people were complaining that he needs more cardio. You know what? Not a lot of people who are current wrestlers cut a promo post match. I mean, give me a break. Everybody would sound like that. Anyway, he finished his promo by mentioning the head of the table, and the internet doth exploded.
Giddy. We went giddy. This is it. This is the start of WrestleMania season. You can't get, dude, if that's a tease, I'm going to quit WWE forever.
You know, at this point, I don't even care about the match. I just want the promos. Because, you know, Rock might tear an adductor again. I just want the promos, man. So there's also reports and rumors and speculation, and that's all we're going to get until the next part of this advancing, is that maybe this happens at Elimination Chamber because they need to sell tickets for Australia. And then you don't have to worry about Cody getting bumped from finishing his story. But I don't know. I'm not going to jump on that speculation train. I'm going to let this play out. Roman's going to be on SmackDown this week. Roman's response on Twitter last night was just one single laughing emoji. So
that was amazing.
So yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens. It is January, as Jared said. We are in WrestleMania season. Usually January through April is must-see TV
out of WWE. This is when WWE brings their A-game, absolutely.
Yeah. All I can think about right now is what he said on the Pat McAfee show back in September, is that they have a brain trust of creative between the players involved, and they want to do something that doesn't finish, but something that starts something and something that the fans will enjoy. I'm putting all my faith in the creative people because they know what they're doing, and Vince is not around to fuck it up. So,
Amen to that.
Thoughts on Raw before we move over to NXT?
Well, I think I'm kind of speaking the obvious here, that even if it wasn't Jinder, was anybody else, they could have just had a 15-minute promo of The Rock just eating blueberry pancakes and just spewing his catchphrases, and it would have been amazing. But if I recall correctly, the whole idea from the get-go with Roman being called the head of the table and the tribal chief and all that was to eventually lead to a showdown with The Rock because of the family heritage. So looks like that's taken about 2 years longer than everybody intended it to, but that's okay because the whole Bloodline storyline has been intriguing enough that it's kept us tuning in for the last 2 years. But that's really all I have to add.
See, I'm wondering what's going to happen after that. Because if you remember also what Rock had said, and when they're talking about him appearing at last year's WrestleMania, he's like, well, I just didn't want to show up for just a match. I wanted there to be a story. And they couldn't come up with the follow-up to his appearance, or at least nothing that was good enough for him. I'm assuming it was just him. But anyway, that to me says they've got something good enough now to keep him around for a little bit. So what the hell is that going to be? That's what I'm waiting for.
Ava.
I hope so.
All right. We are going to move over to NXT New Year's Evil. Lyra Valkyria defeated Blair Davenport to retain the NXT Women's Championship. Oba Femi defeated Riley Osborne to win the Men's Breakout Tournament Final. Ava announces that the Men's Dusty Classic will kick off next week. Dragon Lee, who was supposed to be teaming with the LWO in a six-man match, was out tonight as he is dealing with work visa issues. So he was replaced by Carlito. The LWO and Carlito defeated the No Quarter Catch crew. Fallon Henley defeated Tiffany Stratton in a match where if Stratton won, Henley became her servant for just a day. If Henley wins, Stratton becomes her ranch hand for just a day. So, yay. Okay. Ariana Grace surprisingly defeated Roxanne Perez by referee reversal of decision when Perez was too aggressive with her finish. Huh? Heel turn? Or just poor refereeing? I'm not sure. In the main event, it was supposed to be Ilya Dragunov defending the NXT Championship against Trick Williams, but Ilya was not medically cleared to compete. So Grayson Waller had shown up, talked some smack, and decided to take a match with Trick at the behest of Mello, with the number one contendership on the line. Trick tells Mello he wants to handle his business tonight alone. So in the main event, Trick Williams defeated Grayson Waller with help from Kevin Owens, who punched out Grayson Waller at ringside, and Trick hits the high knee to get the 1-2-3. One thing I'll say about NXT, I don't know if it's just New Year's Evil or something that they're trying to do consistently on TV, but they cram a lot of stuff into 2 hours. Between the matches, the backstage segments, the interviews, the storyline progression, a lot was going on, more than I just highlighted here. But any thoughts on NXT?
It looks like the Lioness is getting ready to go up against Davenport again. So let's please let that happen.
Revenge tour.
Yes.
Anything else?
I got nothing.
Ava was super nervous, by the way.
I'm sure. It's a role she's got to grow into. But they have some matches announced for next week. So next week looks good as well. Tag team titles will be on the line. Cora Jade will face off against Gigi Dolin. Some more chicanery with Chase U, with JC Jane trying to take over Chase U while the professor is handling his debt problem, which I haven't really followed that whole angle, but it's new. It's something new. So that is our wrap of news. Raw and NXT. Next episode, we will be covering news and AEW Dynamite. Any quick final thoughts?
I'm definitely interested in hearing what our listeners think about this kind of new, faster, more often format, because I think I can definitely get used to this. Yeah, it's a heck of a way to start out the year. I mean, you know, we get The Rock right off the bat.
Mariah May makes her debut tomorrow night. And just thinking back to your comments about Ava going into her role, she doesn't need to be able to talk to low blow her daddy.
As long as she doesn't marry Triple H, we're fine.
Yep.
Or we don't drag Ava out on a ginormous symbol that's totally not a cross.
Oh, no.
All right. Well, until then, once again, thank you, as always, and in the new year, for downloading, listening, and subscribing. And we will talk to you next time. Thank you for listening to this episode. You can subscribe to the Wrestling Brethren podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, or wherever you get your podcast fix to hear the latest discussion from the Wrestling Brethren. You can visit us at twbpodcast.com for posts and episodes. Visit the mothership, if you will, at behindthesquaredcircle.com, home of the Behind the Squared Circle podcast network. Let us know your thoughts, questions, and comments on Twitter at TWBPShow, on Facebook at facebook.com/behindthesquaredcircle, and on Instagram at The Wrestling Brethren. You can follow Jarrett on Twitter at The Bacon Rev. You can follow Seth at Lord Xandrax. And you can follow Josh at Southpaw Josh. Thank you again for listening, and we will talk to you again soon with more from The Wrestling Brethren.